But speaking of the OECD, by the way, it's 15 past five. It's taken its biannual look into our economy. Makes for fairly grim reading. Very little growth next year. We need to get inflation under control, balance our books, educate our kids better, and boost productivity. Cameron Bagri, independent economist, is back with us. Cameron, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Sobering stuff.
Yeah, it is. We've had the economic party. Now we're having a bit of a hangover. You know, getting rid of inflation means dishing out a bit of economic pain. So OECD, like the Treasury, like the Reserve Bank, is not predicting too much economic growth for the next couple of years. Unemployment goes up. I guess the bigger problem and the alarm bells within that report was the link that they made between education outcomes of the last 10 years and what it means for productivity going forward. And poor education outcomes are going to take a bit of an economic hit to New Zealand's productivity over the coming few years.
And that's one of the great problems, though, because even if you address it, which they would claim they are as of now, it's years away from fruition, isn't it?
Oh, exactly. And it's, yeah, there's not just education, there's infrastructure. Yeah, we've run down the quality of New Zealand's infrastructure, so that's going to hold the economy back going forward. Yeah, the Reserve Bank and Treasury both come out with a stark admission over the past 3 months that what they call the productive capacity of the New Zealand economy, and that's how fast we can grow year after year, is a lot lower than what we previously thought. And that's just a fancy way of saying we're actually poorer, we're not wealthier. So this is all aligns with the reset, rebalancing that the Reserve Bank talks about within their report.
Yeah, exactly. So what about the business or the comments around markets and whether we get into market studies and how much of this economy is actually dominated by too few people and we need to do something about that? And if we decide we want to do something about it, can we?
Well, we can. It just depends on the appetite. What the Reserve Bank has made a pretty clear link between is competition, or the lack of it, and productivity. You know, so if we're serious about lifting our game in regard to productivity, it's not just about education infrastructure. We've got to have a look at competitive forces, and the OECD rightly corrects. We've got an awful lot of concentration. It looks like there's some market power being exercised in some parts of the economy. You know, at the moment, we've got what's called a bit of a light-handed style arrangement in regard to the regulatory framework. You know, what the OECD put on the table is that we might have to be a little bit more aggressive, you know, going forward. And there's the obvious suspects there. You know, there's the groceries, supermarkets, but they talk about retail fuel prices. They talked about the dairy sector. They talked about financial services, you know, building supplies. You know, there's a who's who of firms across New Zealand that are exerting a bit of market power. Yeah. And once again, if we want to get a bit of productivity back into this equation, there's no better way than, you know, driving more competition.
How literally would that work? Because there's nothing stopping somebody setting up a bank or another supermarket or another airline, but the surely we've learnt from this that there aren't enough people to support it.
Yeah, and that's the old sort of problem we've got. You've got a 5 million sized economy in regard to people, so you're never going to have scale, you're never going to have perfect competition or align with, you know, perfect competition where you've got a whole lot of firms competing and delivering innovation, delivering better services to customers, that sort of stuff. But again, it's about minimising that oligopolistic or that market power style arrangement. And yeah, there are some sectors that show signs of exerting pretty strong market influence, and I guess if you look at the banking sector, Mike, you know, those big four, their profits all move in uniform. You know, and when you start to see uniform profit movements, it suggests that, well, that the industry is not operating as it should be.
Good stuff, mate. Always enjoy the company. Cameron Bagri, independent economist.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.